This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 114, How to Succeed with People, According to the Most Connected Man in Business, by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator. Very happy Friday to you. Hope your week has been a good one. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs covering entrepreneurship, freelancing, and much more. And if you are a startup owner, this is for you. Running a business is just plain hard. Endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, and your ever-present bottom line. So first of all, kudos to you for staying on top of it, but I want to tell you about Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They help over 100,000 businesses with tasks like automated payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, onboarding tools. You name it, Gusto made it easy. 94% of customers say Gusto streamlines payroll and benefits, and they definitely do that for us here on the Optimal Living Daily team. We use Gusto for both payroll and benefits, and they really care about the small business owners they work with. Their support team is attentive and helpful, and since money can be tight right now, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/OSD and start setting up your business today. You'll see what I mean when I say easy. Again, that's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/OSD. gusto.com/OSD. But for now, let's get right to our post as we start optimizing your life. How to Succeed with People, According to the Most Connected Man in Business, by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com. What's the point of developing skills and expertise? Is it to make money? Is it to be famous? Is it to eventually become so skilled that you barely have to work anymore? The answer to the last three questions is no. So why do you develop skills? What's the point of making connections with influencers and other smart people? The point is to do high-quality work for those people. Most people aren't successful because they're lazy. Specifically, they want other people to help them, but they don't really want to help other people. Joe Polish is the founder of Genius Network, considered by many to be the top tier of entrepreneurial masterminds. Joe Polish has a list of rules that he expects of those whom he interacts with. He calls it his magic rapport formula. The principles of his formula are: focus on how you will help them reduce their suffering. Invest time, money, and energy on relationships. Be the type of person they would always answer the phone for. Be useful, grateful, and valuable. Treat others how you would love to be treated. Avoid formalities. Be fun and memorable, not boring. Appreciate people. Give value on the spot. And get as close to in person as you can. So let's assume you've developed some awesome skills and abilities. How exactly are you using those in the act of service to help other people? There are two very important concepts embedded in that last statement. In the act of service, meaning you give first before you get, and you give to the right people. Interestingly, the more successful people become, the more they want others to help them become more successful, and the less they want to help others. At some point, these people stop doing the very things that made them successful. You become successful by developing skills and abilities, and by using those skills to serve and provide value to others. But then, success can make a person lazy, and they stop using the very skills and abilities they worked so hard to develop. Joe Polish is spot on. You should help other people on the spot. When you're trying to connect with people, give them meaningful service. Develop highly useful skills that you can use to dramatically help other people. Then spend most of your time focused on their success. You need to get to the point where you care more about the success and results of other people than you care about the success and results of yourself. You need to find joy, genuine pleasure and excitement, watching other people succeed as a result of your help and skills. It's even better when you are completely anonymous to outside observers. Of course, you're not anonymous to the people you're helping. If you develop some brilliant skills and generously use those skills to help the right types of people, you will become very, very successful. You'll be successful because life gives to the givers and takes from the takers. And that idea is at the foundation of Joe Polish's philosophy of success and relationships. Moreover, when you dedicate your skills to helping other people, you're being useful in your relationships rather than lazy. So many people want stuff out of relationships, but how much are they willing to put into those relationships? Why be lazy in your relationships? Why develop skills only for the purpose of being around successful people, rather than using those skills to help successful and non-successful people. When you're proactive about service, and when your service makes an enormous impact, people will do incredible things for you. They'll do it not out of need for reciprocity, but because they genuinely love and appreciate you. They'll help you because you're a person who deserves to be helped, because you're a great person, because you're a servant leader, because you give so much. Conclusion. So what's the one way to be successful? It's to develop real skill sets and then generously use those skill sets to help as many people as possible. If you get really good at something, you'll eventually become relatively successful. This is when most people plateau in their skill development and become complacent and comfortable with their relative success. It's at this point that people seek relationships with influential people and other successful people. Yet they want these relationships not to help their new friends, but as a means for using those relationships to further their own success. Bah! Real relationships don't work this way. Success can't happen this way. You need to be proactive in your relationships. You need to initiate and take the relationship further. You need to be what Joe Polish calls the first domino. You be the first domino by offering radical and generous service in a very specific and meaningful way. You then spend the majority of your time helping others, and often it won't be in a contractual way for money, although plenty of money will be created and shared, but of your own free will and love. Love to serve. Love for your craft. Love for the person. You care more about the success of others than you care about the success of yourself. This doesn't mean you neglect your own success, but you will further develop and hone your skills far more by helping others than by attempting to help yourself. You can then use your continually deepening skill sets to further your own success, such as in the form of developing products or marketing your own products. Be a giver, not a taker. Don't be lazy in your relationships. Give abundantly. Be of service. Blow people away by what you do for them. They'll love you. You'll become brilliant at what you do. You'll be happy because you'll be outward focused. You'll also be happy because you'll be useful. You'll also be happy because you'll be connecting deeply with people. And because you'll come to love, truly love and care about other people, rather than only pretending to love other people so long as they are helping you move forward. You just listened to the post titled How to Succeed with People, According to the Most Connected Man in Business by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com.
And if you hang tight for just a minute, I'm going to tell you some more about Benjamin. But first, I want to thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives and entrepreneurs, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/OSD and get a free trial of premium membership. Now, there are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare on topics including hand lettering, creative writing, marketing, and more. As a freelancer, I recently took a Skillshare class called Pricing Your Work, How to Value Your Work as a Freelancer, and walked away learning pricing strategies I never thought to implement. Skillshare's annual subscription is less than $10 per month, and I was amazed at how much I was able to learn at such an affordable price. And now, with the new year, this is the perfect time to learn ways to improve yourself and your business, both of which you can do with Skillshare. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/OSD and get a free trial of premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at Skillshare.com/OSD, and I have that linked in this episode's description. And thank you to Benjamin. He is an organizational psychologist and the best-selling author of Willpower Doesn't Work and Personality Isn't Permanent. His blogs have been read by over 100 million people, and are featured on Harvard Business Review, New York Times, Forbes, Fortune, CNBC, and many others. He's also a regular contributor to Inc. and Psychology Today, and from 2015 to 2018, he was the number one writer in the world on Medium.com. He and his wife Lauren adopted 3 children through the foster system in February of 2018, and 1 month later, Lauren became pregnant with twins, who were born in December of 2018. They currently live in Orlando, and you can come by BenjaminHardy.com for much more. And thanks again to Benjamin for letting us share his work. All right, that's going to do it for today here on Optimal Startup Daily. Thank you so much for listening and for being a subscriber. Have yourself a very happy Friday and great start to your weekend. And I'll be back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.